Hi, this is Mike Smith. Welcome to the Faith Center Podcast Network. We want to be a source of hope, joy, and encouragement on your drive to work, your time at home, or anywhere in between. Be sure to like and subscribe to get all of our daily and weekly content. For more information about Faith Center and the podcast network, please visit lgfoursquare.com. That's lg4square.com. If you would like to be part of the conversation, you can email the show at podcast@lgfoursquare.com. Thanks, and enjoy the show.
We're on.
Welcome to Jeez.
All right. So, welcome to the Barnabas Project. Hello, listener. I'm in the room with some incredible people here today. Oh.
Wow.
Gosh, that was not the right one. But if we could go around the room and just kind of give a brief description of what we're wearing.
I have a literal Christmas tree on my head.
Well, not literal. It's not literal Christmas tree.
Never mind.
Using that word.
I'm not sure you know what it means.
I have a figurative Christmas tree on my head.
And you are your mom.
Dear. We will go around the room and we will state our name, what we do, and and then we'll just jump into this. Okay. So I'll start off first. This is your Sam. Still trying to figure out what my catchphrase is. It was almost too close to yours, Molly. Mm. Didn't want to steal that.
Aren't you new Sam? I'm pretty sure you were dubbed new Sam yesterday. Ooh,
we don't talk about old Sam.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-mm. And I'm the youth pastor here.
Wow.
Yep, that's what I do. And we'll go to Candace.
I'm Candace.
Oh, shout out.
Spoilers.
Oh, I didn't know.
I'm the director of ops. Special ops.
Woo.
I don't know if you guys know that.
Wow.
It's special.
Aren't you not supposed to tell people that?
Shh.
Don't tell anyone.
Everything's a secret.
I'm next. It's me, Aaron Watts. What's up? I have a catchphrase finally.
What was the hand signal?
I don't know. I was like saluting or something.
I can't see you, Aaron.
That one was weird. Please erase that from your memories, everyone. I'm wearing an Adidas sweatshirt. So, rocking
hat.
And
hat.
And Adidas hat.
She's wearing
the uniform. Sponsored Adidas, please sponsor me. Okay. And I'm Area Director of Union County Young Life.
Boom.
So there we go. Take it away. Next.
Hello there. I'm Pastor Cameron. I am the lead pastor here. I get to lead things.
Tell them about your hat.
Oh, I'm wearing a... What is my hat?
It's your Carhartt beanie.
Wow. Yep, Carhartt beanie. And shoes.
Good job.
Yep.
Nice.
Sponsor me shoes.
Just any old shoe.
Anyone.
Shoes.
Crocs. Sponsor me Crocs.
Skechers.
Why are Crocs so expensive? That's what I want to know. Let's get to the bottom of this.
Because they come, you can put them in sport mode.
That is.
I'm your friendly neighborhood Molly, also known as our children's ministry coordinator.
See, I want to know how come when I say hello there, I get, oh no. And you guys can say whatever you want and it's normal.
It's the cringe factor.
Friendly neighborhood Molly is like a approved, but hello there is shunned.
It's because we came up with our own. We didn't steal ours.
Friendly neighborhood Molly, like that's original.
You know what, Molly? Yeah. With great power comes great responsibility.
Wow. Did you just make that up?
Yeah, I did. And she has a lot of ideas, and so she needs to be really responsible about that power.
Let's go back to this. How friendly neighborhood blank is original?
Sorry, I had to censor him just then. How about that?
I still don't know what hello there is from.
There you go.
Okay.
Hello.
There you go. Hello there.
Anyways.
There's going to be a lot of editing.
There's going to be a lot of editing. So today we're in the podcast studio, kind of an impromptu sort of sesh. And we kind of know what we're doing, but I know exactly what we're doing. Okay. So today,
fun games.
We're out there just sitting around talking about this new year coming. And we're kind of thinking of like what would be a fun podcast we could do. And I came up with this idea of one word answers for things you want to speak out over this coming year. You know, how on like Instagram or in your journals or whatever you might use, you might be like, 2021, this year I learn Latin, or, you know, I rollerblade for the first time. You know, like you set these goals for yourself. You know, because we have this idea that, you know, this new year is a new me. You know, we hear that a ton too, you know. So let's just simplify that a little bit, you know, and let's dream. Can we all dream together?
Let's do it.
Yes. Let's dream.
Please do.
And let's just speak out some things and just, you know, invite Jesus to do some stuff, you know.
Yeah.
It's not like he's already doing stuff too, but.
No, he's got to wait till next year.
He's like, new year, new Jesus. No, same Jesus as always.
That would explain 2020.
Oh, man.
Kidding.
So first, we're going to go around the table and we're going to give one word answers for ourselves this coming year, right? Okay. So example, I will go first. My one word will be new. Because I'm new Sam.
New Sam.
Because as the listener might know, or you might not know, I recently moved here with my family to La Grande, Oregon. Hmm. Right?
Yeah.
And
you did. You're here.
Am I dreaming?
Sorry.
And so everything's new here, you know, and because of COVID and because of, you know, we haven't been really able to explore around yet. Mm. No, we've done some, you know, you went to Hobby Habit, you know, go check that out.
Shout out.
Shout out.
Sponsor us, Hobby Habit.
Yeah. Tried some new foods and stuff. And like, I think one word for this new year, being the new guy, being the new youth pastor, being new Sam. Now, whatever happened to old Sam?
We don't ask about old Sam. Sorry, sorry about that. Just make sure you don't become old Sam.
That's when you do the dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee.
Yeah.
That worked too.
I'll take it.
But have fresh perspective and be curious and like ask the awkward questions of like, why is there a statue of a moose here? Yes. It's like, oh, we don't know.
We don't know.
Why is it made out of butter?
Or just like bring a new, my newness, not only into the wonder of what La Grande and Oregon and the surrounding states might bring, but also in the newness of being on the staff and being an outsider and having other ideas and visions of like, why do you guys, you know, do this and that and that? And just like, you know, cultures merge.
That's good.
So that's my word for myself.
All right. All right.
I like it.
So it's something you said that stood out, like the curiosity. Mm. And I think that's really cool because it's like, it is this newness, but it's like newness in action almost. And right. I think because of the difficulties of this year, because of the major changes in your own life and in your family's life and the things you guys have been through, it's easy to become like jaded.
Right.
And I feel like curiosity is almost the opposite of that. And like God is renewing that in you. And it's not just like a fake thing, but it's like this pure curiosity. And I think that's really cool. So
thank
that's
you.
Just something that stood out
no,
to me.
No, that's good. Aaron brings me to the point of after one of us has spoken a word out, we leave the door open for one of us to speak encouragement over it and just bring out like, oh, that's really cool. I really see that in that. So Aaron, you get 2 points for that.
Thank you. Gold star.
See, I don't know if you guys know this but I'm keeping track. Yeah, this is a competition. I'm keeping track of all the points right now.
I think you're the newest of the new and the coolest of the cool.
You're my favorite new Sam we've ever had.
Just because I put points in this now.
Brownie turns. But, you can also get negative points.
You also get negative points. So, Candace, what is your word for yourself?
Joy.
Okay.
Yeah. So, last year, my word, God gave me a word, and it was wonder.
Ooh.
Good one, God. For 2020.
Good one.
I see what you did there. Yeah, exactly. Which I actually learned a lot about wonder in 2020. Yeah. Hmm. Wonder requires no control of my own circumstances. Mm-hmm. Wonder is a place of, you know, God surprising you and giving you blessing when you least expect it, which wonder was around every corner in 2020. So,
for real though.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Joy. I want to grow in joy. I want to choose joy. Mm. Joy is a choice that we make and it's a gift that we get to experience.
Right.
And no matter what the circumstances are, to be able to be a person who is joyful and known for joy, I want to grow in that area. Yeah.
That's good.
What are some areas you think of that are going to help you grow in joy?
I think that growing in joy requires perspective and probably a perspective change. So while I'm anticipating, I'm hopeful that my little sabbatical rest I'm about ready to enter into for a couple months will teach me some things about perspective change, that there's some things that I can let go of that can keep me blinded to joy.
Yeah.
And there are things that I can accept the truth of about who I am that I have a hard time accepting that will help me walk in joy too. So, yeah.
I like that you got that word joy right before sabbatical too, mm-hmm. because sabbaticals in themselves are like, they're great and like complicated maybe. And, and oftentimes working in ministry, like we do find a lot of joy out of doing that. And that's not bad, but it's like God's being like, I also have something greater. And like, I delight in you just being Candace. Mm-hmm. And now you're going to find joy in different ways. And it doesn't need to be attached to doing ministry. And like, that's the only way
yeah.
you can find joy. Like
right.
usually it's a word like rest, you know, or something for like a sabbatical, especially, but mm-hmm. I like that.
I do too.
Joy.
Yeah, choosing joy.
Would you call what you went on, Aaron, a few months ago, would you call that your sabbatical?
It wasn't an official one, but I definitely did. I just was, for me, at a point where I was very stressed out and just needed to step away and reevaluate God's calling for me and also just do some things to take care of myself. So that was like an e-break sabbatical type thing, but it was very refreshing.
Yeah,
I was like, Tokyo Drift was stopped. So yeah, and I don't know if I want to just go and it be my turn now.
Yeah.
Does anyone have anything else to say to Candace?
No, I think it's good choosing joy. I think sometimes we think that joy just falls in our laps and we wait for it to happen. Mm-hmm. We're like, man, I'm so
it would just overwhelm me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I would just be swept away in it instead of actually having to change my perspective.
But to look for it. Look for the opportunity, because I feel like there will be an opportunity to choose joy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which also means the very nature of choosing joy is there's an opportunity to choose frustration.
Yeah.
Choose bitterness.
Yeah.
Set your sights on things that are less than joyful. Mm-hmm. So it's a very proactive thing to do.
Yeah. I wanted to ask because I felt like that would segue well into my words. So I didn't want to like move forward too fast. But yeah, I was thinking about it and I think my word is embrace right now. And like, I feel like God gave me a word for this last time that I just went through that was really stressful. And it was like loved and just be loved. Mm-hmm. And so at first I was like, well, this will probably be my word. But as I was thinking more, it's like, it's developing into something more than just being. And it's like, it's proactive on my end to embrace that. And so it's embrace love from God and other people around me. It's embrace who God's made me to be and the gifts that I have, embracing the place that he's planted me out here in Union County. When I've lived in so many different places before here. And then also just embracing circumstances and the tension of like the joy and the sadness and like the tragedy that I see in the world and in people that are hurting. And in the things that enrage me also and like frustrate me, like embracing that, but not in a flesh way, just like in a godly way of this is what's around me and I can feel both happiness and sadness in that. And like, that's okay. I don't need to make it anything else. And so I just feel that like the end of this year, embracing different things and God's like, yes. And can you embrace this? Even if it's complicated and difficult. And that doesn't mean I need to like act a certain way. Right. I'm just embracing that. So that is my word. That
embrace.
Yeah, embrace.
That's really beautiful.
There's some good and some hard with that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's complicated.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's layered.
But it is, it's walking in truth, you know, to be able to see both sides of something and embrace it. That takes some guts.
Yeah, you said something the other day about justice that I feel like plays into that idea of embrace. Will you want to explain that?
Yeah. I was just reflecting on that and injustice is a huge thing that just, it makes me so angry and that I can just fixate on it. And I felt like the Lord was challenging me. Like, I was going through this scripture actually, and it was talking about how the Lord loves to bring justice to the world. And I felt challenged of like, do you love bringing my justice more than you hate injustice? Because if you can have righteous anger, you know, or whatever, all you want. But if you're just angry and pointing at something and it doesn't move you to bring forth God's kingdom, to bring forth the goodness that can come, then what's the point? Yeah. And so God's like, can that love outweigh the frustration that you feel? Mm-hmm. That's been a big thing.
And the reason I see those things connecting is because there's a point of embracing the opportunity that's before you, that's recognizing that I am frustrated, but that really is just, I need to lean into the opportunity, embrace the opportunity to bring justice instead of just being angry about injustice.
Right.
Yeah.
And there's a challenge in that. That's hard.
And it takes some kind of commitment and some action and also some laying down of things. Cause it's easy for me to be angry and cynical and stay there. And that's not where God wants me to live. And he doesn't want me to go, well, everything's great, and pretend like it's okay to recognize things that are problems. But yeah, like what Cameron said, got to step out.
Yeah. I'd say my prayer for you this year is that as much as you're embracing, that other people embrace you.
It's the same. I would say that so too. Good.
Not
and that's the cool
though,
of that COVID. Word is that it's like embrace has dual meanings.
I, right. I literally want to come hold you and like give you a hug.
Yes. Thank you. That's so encouraging. I love that.
Air five. That's what you get from me.
Air hug.
That's true. I draw the line. Finger pistols.
Speaking of embracing, Cameron, you are sitting on a couch right now.
I'm like in another planet.
So far away. Yeah, he's like on an island away from us.
It's kind of nice. I mean, I love you guys.
He's like our guest, and we're like...
it was more about pursuing comfort than pursuing retreat from you. It just happened to be that comfort was over here.
Okay. Comfort is away from you.
It just happened to be comfort's on the other side of the room.
That's what I heard, too.
Well, Cam, what is your one word for yourself?
Well, I haven't been able to really hear like, that's it, Jesus. But this is a word that I keep coming back to. So maybe that is it. But it's just hope. And that might sound very, simplistic, but when we really think about what it means to have hope as an anchor to your soul, that we know that not just to blanket over things and not just to be like, optimistic to a fault, not to that we don't see things as real and painful, but that we see the things that are real and painful, and we get to step into it with hope that Jesus is going to do a mighty work in those things that are hard and painful. And there's a lot that I see that we have to untangle in 2020. Some things got really tangled up. Some things got really complicated. And if we begin to put things back together to quote unquote normal, which we pray and we hope that we get to do, but we hold very loosely to normal. But if we begin to do that without hope, it will become a very cynical practice and we'll revert back to old idols.
Yeah.
But if we can step into it with hope that God is doing mighty things and it's going to be fresh, it's going to be new, it's going to be exciting, then we could actually see some really beautiful things come from the rubble of 2020.
Yeah.
And also even before 2020, this was a hard season. So to know that not just as a cliche, as a bumper sticker, you know, shallow theology, but truly God is promising us the best. And not just in a distant, like one day we'll be in heaven, but he's pouring that out into our lives every day. That heaven isn't just this storage place of hope and goodness, that he's like saying, I'm delivering it to you. I'm bringing it to you today on earth, that on earth as it is in heaven is an invitation to see hope all around you.
That's good. I like that. It's almost like a new hope.
Yes.
And hope is like active too. It's a proactive word. It's not just like, fingers crossed.
Yeah. I see some similarity to joy, that there is a specific mindset that it is a crafted skill that people can look to see Jesus in the hard things, and you choose joy and you choose hope when you look for Jesus in the rubble and the hard things.
But I think too, if I were to have a prayer for you, is that just a genuine touch of God in your heart to bring you so much hope and joy in the deepest places of your soul.
New places.
Because in new places. And I just, you know, you have led us through some really difficult, uncharted places.
Yeah.
And not just in 2020, like you were saying. And so, and that can be scarring and damaging to a soul. Yeah. And so like, and no one really understands that but you and Jesus. Mm-hmm. And so that's my prayer for you, I think.
Just to sense of vulnerability here. It has been a very hard few years. Mm-hmm. And I think to choose hope is to not ignore that. To choose hope is not just be like, oh, I hope it's better. Let's go. But sometimes that can be what I project, that I'm just blindly optimistic. But with Jesus, it's so much deeper than that. Mm-hmm. It's not just like, oh, I hope it gets better because it couldn't get worse. Because that's not even blind optimism. That's pessimism mm-hmm. with a bow on it.
Yeah.
It's not that. It's so much deeper that I truly believe if we can look back and see, man, this was hard. And there was some relationship things that were hard. And there were some leadership things that were hard. There were some hurts that it would be very easy to cling on to those and let mm-hmm. that be the identity
yeah.
of the last few years. But instead, I also see all the beautiful things God did in this church. And it took some crumbling of some idols, took some crumbling of some structure. And that sometimes is not pretty.
Mm.
But to know that there was a fruit from that means, man, in any season of hardship, any season of where the foundation is shook a little bit,
mm-hmm.
knowing who our Savior is, the things that are left standing are the things that are meant to be left standing. The yeah. things that fell away were meant to fall away.
Mm.
And that gives me great hope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
One thing I do see in you that I admire a lot as somebody who is in leadership over me is, and it's also the evidence of, it's not just this blind optimism, but like a true hope that comes from the Lord, is the way that you look forward with a hope for that, but you tend what is in front of you
mm.
very well simultaneously. And I, yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
That's good.
Like, that shows me that you are genuinely in this and you genuinely have a hope for what is to come mm. because of the way you take care of where we're at now.
Boom.
Thank you.
That's good. That's some good
finger
words.
Finger guns.
That's some good words. So,
hope bullets.
I did choose this. Molly.
Mm. My word, I started last year with a word and then it changed because I don't even remember what word I started last year with. But but the word I moved through the year with was reconcile.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot that has you.
Why are you kissing the microphone?
Remember, you have a tree on your head.
Oh yeah.
A literally not literal tree.
Yeah. There was I experienced a bit of reconciliation in the last year. And also saw like the groundwork for reconciliation that has not come but will come.
Yeah.
And moving through that, my word for 2021, and dang it, getting all teary, is stop it.
No. Stop it.
That's a good word.
Stop Molly.
I've been saying it for a while. Stop it.
No, you haven't. No.
It's true.
Yours is more like, do it again.
Keep going. Lead into it.
My word is wholeness. We are not a mental health podcast, and I am not qualified to talk about mental health, but I have been doing some mental health work, and I have in my adult life and my young, like my teenage years, have experienced some things and lived in such a way that has caused me to be splintered, if you will, or fractured.
Yeah.
And there are little pieces of me that live, like some of these pieces live over here, and some of these pieces live over here, and we are doing some groundwork to now and to get to some wholeness. These little pieces come together in the same place. That's the goal. That's what we're working towards.
The mosaic of Molly.
We being me and all of my personalities.
Well, well, seriously, that's so good.
It's amazing though, because like the gift you offer by being that way is permission to other people to be that way. Mm. And as a friend of yours, and to call you my friend, like I
you know, it's my friendship with you isn't just about the ways that you benefit me. But what I want to speak into this is that, like, I feel like I can have this realness with you, and you will say sometimes, like, well, it doesn't always have to be that way. But I know, like, you're embracing all the pieces of me and all the feelings that I have there. And so when, like, that correction or, like, that truth is spoken up, like, I embrace that from you because it means a lot to me. And yeah, and to be real in the brokenness too, like, for me is really important because I want to be able to do that. So yeah. I see a lot of strength in you in that, and like wisdom, just like coming out because of all of this and just because of who you are and God made you to be.
Yeah.
But he's like, now you're getting to see that for yourself, like what everyone else sees in you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. I think Molly, I don't think you realize how inspiring you are. Mm-hmm. And I think you know your hurts. And you know your pains so intimately that sometimes you forget that we don't know those, and we see a version of you that is so blessed and so gifted by God that, yes, those are there, those pains are there, but Jesus is in the middle of those things, working them to your good and to his glory. And I am inspired by you, Molly. I don't think you know that as you should, that I am inspired by you. And I even see, there's a version of myself that I quite honestly have probably suppressed that is more like you than you can imagine. So that idea of the beauty that you see and the heart that you have for people, and the beauty that you find in the simplest moments and the pace that you live your life in which you, retreat to find his beauty in the woods, and you listen to a song that brings a tear to your eye, and you see joy even in the dark, quirky moments. There is a version of me that I see and that I aspire to be more like you in those areas, that I could be more open with the things that you feel. And you even complain about, like, I have all of the feelings. And I feel like I've turned off the valve to some of those feelings. And by seeing them in you and seeing you walk in them in a healthy way, it's like, oh, I want to experience that as well. I want to experience the fullness of what you feel as well.
Yeah. Yeah. There's this cool example. You guys said Mosaic, and I'm like, yes, absolutely. And I, one time at this camp, this person came up and was like, hey, I'm like an artist. And like, I want to talk about how like the Lord, brings redemption. The Lord brings wholeness, you know? And, this lady started to show her artwork, and it was of, x-rays of broken bones. And on them, she like put flowers and things like that, like going out of these things. She's like, these get thrown away because there's no point to them because they show the flaws and the hurt and the thing that has happened. And so the doctor's like, oh, here's the problem. And they get thrown away. And so she collects them and then turns them into art. And it's not like I like going against what has happened, but bringing exactly what your word says, that wholeness to it and bringing something new from that, you know? And that's what, I don't know, I hope you're hearing that, is that's what we see you as this beautiful portrait that is authentic. It can't be replicated. And if I were to break my arm right now, you know, it's not going to look like your broken arm.
But I'll draw a flower on it for you.
Yeah.
But we both see we have broken arms and we can be friends about it. You know?
And then we'll sing Pieces of Me. It's a Monday and I'm waiting. I don't even know how it goes.
So I wrote down all of our words, right? And so all together it says, new joy embraces hope and wholeness.
Come on!
Yeah.
What?
Well, that's how I wrote it. For you guys, I wrote it
this
out.
Is a script.
I scripted it that way.
Okay, but it's cool because like you have to embrace like the depths to be able to experience like those highs.
And valleys
like and you said, like sometimes we'll turn down those certain emotions because they're too painful. But when we do that, we're also limiting access to the highs.
It's like
that's
this.
So good.
You need sadness. That's what I learned from
everyone.
Inside
watch
out.
Inside Out.
Okay, say it again, story. Sam.
So. Just to let the audience know, right? So this is off the cuff. Like we're like, let's just go in here. I got this idea. Let's record this.
Yeah.
So everyone, this is a genuine word that they threw out. And so all together it says, new joy embraces hope and wholeness.
Come on.
Yeah.
So and so the theme throughout this is a choice. All these things are things we have to choose. You know, I had to choose to come out of my comfort zone and try something new. You have to choose joy in this next coming season and to like have new perspective. You have to choose to embrace both the beauty and the suckiness and the hurts, you know. You have to choose to see the hope that you have in you and around you and bring that to others as we hear, as he, you know, encourages all of us. And you, your two words of, your first word was?
Reconcile.
Reconcile just like dives into wholeness, you know. And I just think that's so beautiful. And so I think for the listener today, go to your significant other or a friend and tell them what your word is. Mm-hmm. You know, like, hey, Billy Bob. I hope a good listener has a friend named Billy Bob.
Oh, there's more than a few.
Sure. But to like have a real cool moment with a friend to just kind of give perspective, but also let you and your friend just like kind of like join arms together and just kind of declare out in this next season that it's in front of us, the new joy that embraces hope and wholeness. So that's my prayer for you listeners, is that your one word that is obviously comes through Jesus, but also like you embrace him and the words that he's speaking over you too. Yeah. Boom. Any add-ins? Anything else? No.
Send it.
You can find us at all. I don't know how to do the end part.
Well, thanks for joining us on the Barnabas Project.
Sorry. Go ahead. Do it
again. Tune in next time. We'll have another version of this episode.
Right. Mm-hmm. Thank you again.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Faith Center Podcast Network. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review for daily and weekly content. Once again, if you would like more information about Faith Center, you can visit lgfoursquare.com. That's LG, the number 4, square.com. And you can email the show at podcast@lgfoursquare.com. Thanks for listening, and God bless.